So also all this instruction to worship directly like Shakti. So he said that it's not like given directly to anyone. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I really find it like difficult to agree to such like conclusion, because from the very beginning when we are with Srila Gurudev and based on also commentaries of our Rupa Nogacharyas, very prominent in every way Shakti, and this is actually the essence of our teachings, that if you want to worship Bhagavan, really you cannot worship him without worshiping Shakti. And therefore in every of our like Rupa Nuga scriptures, really it has been pointed out that the real Shaktites, you know, the real worshippers of Shakti are actually the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And those who worship only just Shakti and not worshiping Bhagavan, they are not really they're like very incomplete. And they're not really a real worshiper of Shakti. Because for one, we cannot separate Shakti and Shaktiman. First, we have to understand this very important point, and this is what our Param Gurudev always like emphasize. That when we talk about Shakti, then there's this sutra, Shakti, Shaktimator Abhid. The Shakti and Shaktiman, you cannot separate. How they are not separate? And this is very important to understand, especially for us, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. When we talk about Vastu, when we say Vastu, like anything that exists, an object, Vastu has its Dharma. When you say Dharma, that's really referring to its Swabhav, its very nature. Everything has its very nature. So the Swabhav of a Vastu is his Dharma. Like, for example, water. The swabhav of water is liquidity, softness, like flowing, like this. So that is really its dharma. So now when we talk about Shaktiman, like Bhagavan, what is the swabhav of Shaktiman, or what is the dharma of Shaktiman? Then it's been described really by our Jiva Goswami. He said, Shakti is the dharma of Shaktiman. And that's how they are not separate. Meaning, the Shaktiman, by nature, is independent, full of desires. And who fulfills that desires? It's the Shakti. Therefore, they're always together. Like fire, the dharma of fire is heat. So, or the function of, or the nature of fire is heat. That is, like in an analogy, then you say fire is Shaktiman, the heat is Shakti. That you cannot separate. You cannot separate heat from fire. So if we really are to worship like Bhagavan, just worshiping Bhagavan directly as himself without considering Shakti, then really it is incomplete. For one, you cannot worship Bhagavan without Shakti, because how is Shaktiman known? It's only by Shakti. How is Bhagavan worship? Only by Shakti. Because, like, where do you get all your paraphernalia for worship? That is Shakti. Even the mantra itself, this is manifest by Shakti. And therefore, like, say, even the Gayatri mantras, we may have Gaur mantra or Gaur Gayatri or Gopal mantra or other Kam Gayatri. Really, if you understand the true meaning of this, and this is only by mercy of bona fide gurus in the proper sampradaya, then we're understanding that this mantra only can be understood by mercy of Shakti. And this is composed of sambandha, abhideya, prayojan. And these are all like manifest only by Shakti. Even the Brahma Gayatri, our Gurudev has explained, when we talk about Brahma Gayatri, this is really worship of who? the Swarup Shakti. When we talk of the Bhargo Deva, the, like the sun, which like spreads its light and power and life like everywhere, actually this is worship of Swarup Shakti. And who is the personification of that? Is Srimati Radharani. So therefore, in this way, really, you cannot, we cannot, it's like incomplete understanding to say that only we worship Shaktiman, and it is not recommended, it is not in any scripture or any of the teachings of our Guru Varga that that you worship like Shakti. Because like every worship really is only can happen by mercy of Shakti and under the direction of Shakti. And you can only reach Shaktiman by mercy of Shakti. So in this way, we can clarify this kind of understanding. So like, for example, this Katyani Vrata, we cannot say this is, or even say Kartik, for example, that is like worship of the ultimate Swarup Shakti. And as has been described in Damodar Astakam, like first he's worshiping like Namam Ishwaram, and all like glorifying him, but at the end, he himself showing the conclusion, Namo Radhikaya Tadya Priyaya, like this. So in this way, so many like evidence would point that our teachings in our Gaudiya Sampradaya really is, there's prominence of worship of Shakti. Mahaprabhu himself, who is Shaktiman, coming in the mood of Shakti, is teaching this. And therefore, he's glorifying, like, what is the best way of worshiping in this age of Kali? Only by Harinam Sankirtan. And so by this Sankirtan, meaning complete glorification, really what is this? Complete glorification only can be done when Srimati Radharani, the complete Swarup Shakti, is glorified. So this is conclusion of our, like, Gaudiya Sampradaya.
Om Gyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunvinitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanuga Pravaram Rajaras Rasikam Cha Narayanam Tam Prapannam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prasthaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktidam Cha Kripamurti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Sadivavar Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Tlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev, and Tlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri Vaman Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev, and to our entire Rupanu Gaudiya Guru Varga, and to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, to our guardians. And so now we've heard this question being asked by the Vaishnavas, that we see that the Babajis, they say, they're all in the line of the Gaudiya Mutt and Niskan devotees, there is no Shakti Mantra. Like how we worship Radharani, they do not worship. No, like even on Radhashtami, they observe complete fasting. They say on Janmashtami you observe fasting, why not Radhashtami? They say. If on Janmashtami you can observe full day without drinking anything, then why not for Radharani? They say that. So they have like many questions regarding this. And we see in the other sampradayas also, stress is given more on Shaktiman rather than Shakti, the possessor. Shaktiman is the possessor of the potency, and Shakti is potency herself. So we see like in all the sampradayas, regardless of who their Ishtadev is, Upasya Devata is, normally why are there certain differences in sampradayas? If ultimately, if all of them are monotheistic, if they have one God, then why are some differences seen? The differences are seen because of their Upasya Tattva. Like we see in Ramanujacharya Sampradaya, who their Upasya Tattva is. Lakshmi Narayan. And even in Ramanujacharya Sampradaya, there's this Ramanandi line. They worship Sitaram. And then we see that in Madhvacharya's line also, although they worship Bal Gopal, still when they worship Krishna and with his Shakti, they worship Rukmini, Satyabhama and Dwarakadhish. And we see also in Nimbaditya Sampradaya, they worship Radha Krishna in their Golok forms. And we see in this way, in Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, they worship Lakshmi Narsingadev. So here we see that although they have different upasitattvas, still we see the Shakti is always coming before the Shaktiman. There is Radha Krishna, there is Sitaram, there is Rukmini Krishna, Rukmini Satyavama Dharkadish, then there is Lakshmi Narsingha, and then there is Lakshmi Narayan. In this way we see that first the Shakti is being addressed, and then the Shaktiman. Because we hear, no, we just heard now, the Shakti Shakti Mato Rabeda. Like we see, there's one more sutra also. Shyamam Sabalam Prapadde. So here you see, here Radharani's name is actually mentioned. Shyamam Sabalam Prapadde. So I turn around to Shyam, who is with his Sabala. So who is this Sabala? Parasya Shaktir Vividhaya Shruyate Jnana Bala Kriyacha. So here you see, Parasya Shaktir Vividhaya Shruyate. Krishna's potencies are of different kinds, and the most prominent are Jnana, Bala, Kriyacha. So this way we see that who are these potencies? If you see, what is this Jnana? Jnana is Samvit, and that is like Krishna himself. And then there is Bal. Bal can also mean Baladev, and also can mean Srimati Radhika herself, because she is the Shakti. And Kriya, as you know, Kriya is like Srimati Radhika herself. She is Kriya Shakti. So in this way, we see that Srimati Radhika is always present with Krishna at all times. There is no need to like the Babaji said, there is no need to like independently assert ourselves in trying to prove the worship of Srimati Radhika. Because ultimately, we see what is the underlying philosophical principle of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas? They believe in Shakti Parinamvad, not in Vastu Parinamvad. In the other sampradayas, in Ramanujacharya Sampradaya, they believe in Vastu Parinamvad. Vastu Parinamvad means Vishnu himself transforms into the material energy. He transforms into all the Vaikuntha planets. He transforms into all the jivas. Like Vishnu himself transforms, they say. They say the material world is like Vishnu's gross body. And all the jivas, they're like his subtle body. And Vishnu himself is present along with his gross and subtle bodies. But we say that, and they also describe that the material world and the jivas, they're like adjectives used to describe Vishnu. And so here there's so much Vastu Parinamvad. But in our Gaudiya Vaishnava line, there is Shakti Parinamvad. This is the difference between our Sampradaya and theirs. In Shankaracharya Sampradaya, they don't even believe in anything. For them, nothing. For them, they say that everything is Brahma. And they say that when Brahma descends in as Krishna or Vishnu, He is not Nirgun, he is Sagun. Because when he assumes a form according to the mode of goodness. And the mode of goodness is one of the three gunas. Therefore, he is no longer Nirgun. Now he is Sagun, they say, in Shankaracharya's line. So there they don't believe in anything there. But we say in our line, there is Shakti Parinamvad. Which means that Krishna himself does not undergo any transformation to become the jivas, or to manifest the spiritual world, or to create the material world. Krishna himself does not. Rather, his Shakti undergoes these transformations. Why? Because Krishna, you see, Srimati Radhika is also called Krishna's Ichha Shakti. Ichha Shakti means she fulfills all of Krishna's desires, everything. Anything that Krishna desires, immediately she will fulfill. Like Krishna, if he thinks, oh, let there be creation, immediately his Shakti will create everything. Who is that? Like we say, this Krishna's own Swarup Shakti. You see, the Swarupa means what? Swarupa means like non-different from him, which is manifested from his own Swarup. So Srimati Radhika herself, one of her manifestations is who? Is Maya Devi. So then, Maya Shakti, she creates all the material worlds. Now, because we hear that principle of creation, how Maya Shakti herself is like a reflection of Rama Devi. No. She is considered to be a reflection of Ramadevi. And who is Ramadevi? Umarama Satya Sachi Chandra Rukmini Radha Vatare Sabe Amnayamani. You see that Ramadevi is actually a part of a part of a part of a part of Srimati Radhika. And then we see that Mahavishnu, his glance, the semblance of his glance, not just his glance, but a semblance of his glance, takes the form of the Shambhulinga. And then through the unification of the Shambhulinga and Yoni, that is like the reproductive function of Mayadevi herself, creation takes place. And who is Vishnu? Vishnu is like a part of a part of a part of Krishna. Krishna, he is like, he is Baladev. Baladev becomes Mool Sankarshan. Mool Sankarshan becomes Mahasankarshan. From Mahasankarshan comes Chaturviha, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Anirudh, Vasudev. And then from the Chaturviha comes the Purushavataras. So from there, from Mahavishnu, this glance comes. So we see here, in this way, creation takes place. So who is responsible for this creation? Is Krishna's Icha Shakti only, Srimati Radhika herself. But then, when she situates herself, or rather, when Krishna desires that creation takes place, that time, a part of her, part of a manifestation of Srimati Radhika becomes Maya Shakti, in this way. And then we see there is, we see that there is Jiva Shakti. Ultimately, even the Jivas are transformations of Krishna's Shakti, not that they're transformations of Krishna himself. When Krishna situates, that is when Vishnu situates himself in this Tathastra realm, that is, when he is, all his Shaktis become unmanifest, and only when his Tathastra Shakti is with him, that is, only when his Tathastra Shakti is present with him, the Jivas are produced. Only when his Tathastra Shakti, all the other Shaktis, they're like, they enter within him, but at this time only Tathastra Shakti is present. Therefore, we see that all these Jivas, they are also Sachidananda, but they're like small particles of consciousness. And then this way, all the Jivas, they become manifest. So who carries out this function? Is this Srimati Radhika herself, but rather a part of a manifestation of her, who becomes this Tathastra Shakti. And this way we see that there is even this Parashakti. Who is this Parashakti? Parashakti is responsible for the, we can't say the creation of the spiritual world, because the spiritual world is always eternal. We can use the word creation only for the material world. So rather we can say for the manifestation of the spiritual world. So here we say that anything we use to describe spiritual reality is always never complete. So here anyhow, we say that when Parashakti, when Krishna desires that the spiritual worlds be manifest, that time Parashakti, she takes it upon herself to manifest all these different spiritual worlds, everything. And we see that not just the spiritual worlds, but everything, all the pastimes, all the associates, everything. We see Gurudev himself would say that without Srimati Radhika, Krishna is actually Nirvishesh Brahma, he would say. He would say that, no, without Srimati Radhika, he is just Nirvishesh Brahma. Because we see that only if Krishna is with, only if he is with his Shakti, only then will all his associates manifest. Only then will all his pastimes manifest. Only then will his abode, his Vrindavan Dham manifest. Only then will his name manifest also, no? Because ultimately we see, what is the meaning of Krishna's name? Krishna's name is non-different from Krishna himself. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shuddha Nityamukta, Abhinnato Nama Namino. So this, it is always Purna Shuddha Nityamukta. So here we see that Krishna has invested all his potencies in his name. No, he's invested all his potencies in his name. Means all his Shaktis inside his name. And all his names are non-different from him. And we see, why does Krishna have so many different names? Because he knows that every Jiva has a different qualification. And according to the Jiva's qualification, he manifests himself according to his name. Like to the Christians, he manifests himself as God, as however they address him. And for the Muslims, he manifests himself as Allah Khuda. According to their qualification, he manifests. And to the Jews, he manifests himself as Yahweh. And then we see that to all the others, he manifests himself accordingly. And then he's also Paramatma, he's Bhagawan, and then Narayan, and then there's all more confidential. And then there is Gopikanta, Radhakanta. So you see, every name is ultimately associated with his Shakti there. Therefore, we see he's invested all his potencies inside his Shakti. So therefore, without worshipping the potency of Krishna, Krishna's worship can never be performed. can never be, because she is facilitating this worship, his potency, his shakti. She is manifesting everything. Ultimately, we see that even in the Mahamantra, we first chant Srimati Radhika's name and then Krishna's name. We don't even chant Krishna's name first and then Radhika's name. It's never like this. First Radhika's name and then Krishna's name. So therefore, like even when Swami Maharaj explained this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he says, this is a call like to Mother Hara, he says. Because he was preaching in the Christian countries where like they're used to the concept of God being father and God's potency being mother. He said, Hare Krishna Mahamantra means a call to Mother Hara that she engage me in the service of our Supreme Lord Krishna, our Supreme Father, he would say, Krishna. If you listen to the explanation of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that he gives. So here you see again, he's saying, it's a call to Mother Hara that she engage me in the service of Krishna, the Supreme Father. So this way, without taking shelter of Shakti Tattva, Shaktiman Tattva can never be realized. He will only be realized as Nirvishesh Brahma. What is Nirvishesh Brahma? Nirvishesh Brahma means he has no Sat, he has no Chit, he has no Ananda. Nothing. Rather, they only accept his Satta. Only his existence they accept. But not his cognizance and not his pleasure potency. They never accept that. Now, therefore, we say that when Vyasadeva said Anandamaya Brahma, Shankaracharya said he's at fault. How can Brahma be Anandamaya? Rather, he's Ananda himself. So therefore, they only accept Satta, existence. And the yogis, they accept Sat and Chit. They accept this eternal existence and also cognizance. But they do not accept this pleasure potency. And only the devotees, the one-pointed followers of Sri Radha Krishna, they accept Sat, Chit and Ananda also. Because you see, when you think of, there's a difference between Ananda and Sukha. Sukh means happiness. And Ananda means like this joy. Sukha means there is only Vishay, there is no Ashray. But in Ananda, there is Vishay and there is Ashray. So here, who is this Vishay? Vishay is Krishna himself. And Ashray is the Shakti herself, Srimati Radhika herself. So therefore, in order to give happiness to Krishna's senses, there must be someone who can render those services which will make him happy. And who is that person, that personality? It's Srimati Radhika herself. And all the devotees, their main objective is to make Krishna happy, pleasing him. So whose shelter do they take? Srimati Radhika's shelter. So therefore we see that, like we heard the other day, the explanation of the Katayani Mantra, like why do we say Mahamaya, Katayani Mahamaya? Because first we're praying to this potency Mahamaya. Because right now we are under her jurisdiction, not under the jurisdiction of Yogamaya. So first we're praying to her that she liberate us from her potency. And then gradually, then we will know who Adishwari is. Then we will know who this Nandagopa Sutam Devi is. Then we will know gradually who this Krishna himself is. So therefore, this Vrat is teaching us that we surrender ourselves wholly and solely at the lotus feet of the Supreme Shakti, Srimati Radhika herself.
Ongyana Timirandhasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataruhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanang Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha Nama Vadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Se Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jivi Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Ithaye Gosai Kari Charna Bandhan Jayate Vighnanas Abhishta Puran Jai Mahabhava Swarupatam Krishna Priya Bariyasi Brahma Bhakti Pradidevi राधिकेतां नमन्नम राधिवृन्दावनाधीशी करुणामृतवाहिनी कृपया निजपदाश्रम पदाब्जदाश्रम मह्यं प्रदीयतां वंदे नंदब्रजस्त्रीणां पादरणमपेक्षन्स जसां हरि कथोद्गीतम् पुनाति भुवनत्रयम् जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय। गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय। भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कारिणी सिंहदेव की जय। भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। सर्व विश्वप्रद गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय। गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय। जय कात्यायनीव्रत की जय। प्रतिपालनकारी भक्त वृंद की जय। समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। नाउ इज दिस वैष्णव संप्रदाय has Diksha Mantra. They giving mantra Diksha and then giving instruction, following for mantra, chanting for mantra, remembering for mantra. Mahaprabhu giving order, not only mantra, Mahamantra, but you starting this Manasi Seva. Otherwise, chanting mantra, then not mind is engaging, then you are other places and your mantra is other places. You are distanced to mantra. Therefore, Mahaprabhu giving order. Rupa Goswami Prabhu writing, therefore, tannam rupa charitadi sukirtananu smrito kramena Rasana Manasi Nijujyo. Rupa Goswami Prabhu saying, holy name of God, your mantra you are chanting, then you are engaging your mind and your tongue, your senses, everything. But Mahaprabhu's direct order, Braji Radha Krishna Seva Manasi Kuribe, Amani Manadhoye Krishnam Sadalabe. You are chanting Krishnam, but not manasi seva, then your Krishna name is dry. So this service tendency, how will be active and going on, running on? Then other Babaji or other telling, oh, you are not worshipping Radharani, and you have no Radha Mantra, you have no Radha Gayatri. You not took shelter, Radharani is near. Your sampradaya neglecting Radharani. Avoid Radharani. Only Krishna upasana, Brahma upasana. Krishna mantra, only you chanting. Gopal mantra chanting. No Radha mantra chanting. No Radharani to the relation. Then who is helping in you? Therefore, your sampradaya no bona fide. You are anything doing, everything is result coming zero. Like Brahma Vadi you. Bhakti, different things, or your line is different. So cheating their people and catching for, they're telling, I'm giving Siddha Pranali, Sadhagas, or you don't know Siddha Pranali. Why? You are Brahma, you're thinking about Brahma, therefore you have no realization. Your mind doing anything, this is speculation. Mind never possible engaging. Yeah, naam, roop, gun, lila, anything's not manifest. they are like many things, telling and cheating people, sadhakas. So now, telling Billa Mangal Thakur, he is praying Chintamani Jayati Samagiri Gurunme. Bhagavan Sri Krishna Sikipuncha Mohli, Siksha Guru. Now he is going every day Chintamani, one prostitute near. Too much attached, engaged. She is one day kicking and throwing. Get out. Too much attachment with this body which is your. Why not make relation with God? Why not you loving God with his relation? Why not you worshipping him, thinking about him? He's kicked out, then moving, he's gone one ashram. This ashram, Somagiri, he's his guru, he's giving mantra diksha. He says, okay, you're staying ashram, chanting, serving forever here. Before he is very sad. Chintamani kicking, then very sad. Suffering, but this guru catching and controlling, cooling and saving and teaching very nicely, making strong and serious. But after some time, he is say, Gurudev, I am going now. Where going? Vrindavan. Guru said, no, you are not qualified for Vrindavan. You don't go. He said, I am going. He said, no, don't go. Again and again telling, and he said, no, I am not staying in ashram, I am going. One day he is left in ashram and left in guru. Everybody is walking for Vrindavan. But he is gone somewhere. After he is also lost his brain, lost everything. He is looking some young lady, well, near, and she is collecting water. He is gone and asking for water, thirsty, also hungry, giving water, he is drinking. Then lady going after water with his going on room, house, and then he is behind, following her and gone. After family member asking, Baba, why come? What do you need? How can I serve you? Say, no need anything. I need that one lady, water which is gone inside. I want to see her. Look at her, okay? They have, heart is clean. They have no doubt. They calling then asking, I am begging you near something. You giving me? Yes. Anything? So your hairpin giving? Yes. Take your hairpin and broken these eyes. So he gave punishment his eyes. Why give him punishment? He said, this eyes is disturbing me. Looking many things, I am attached and attacked. No protection. No protection. I am chanting mantra and I am going Vrindavan, but this eyes is disturbing me. I am not possible going Vrindavan. Eyes is broken, then Krishna is keen. He is bleeding non-stop. I am walking, going. Family members try to help him. No need help. He is running. Now Krishna himself, one small Swarupitis is come and say, you going Vrindavan? Yes. So you have no pain? This pain is nothing, but I have more pain. I like Vrindavan going than cooling. He say, I am going Vrindavan, then cooling my heart. Otherwise, not cooling. Any world, any places I am staying, very problems. Then he is saying, I am on Brahmin family is born. But Daivaji Sagunamai Maumaya Durataya. Maumabaji Prapadante Mayametam Tarantite. Trigunaya Vishaya Veda Nistad Gunjana Bhavarjuna. Krishna himself telling Arjuna,
ये वेद वेदांत उपनिषद ऑल त्रिगुणमय सत्रम नॉट पॉसिबल यू क्रॉसिंग दिस माया यू विल बी फॉलोइंग त्रिगुण नो निस्त्रिगुण नो यू विल बी अबव थ्री गुण थ्री क्वालिटीज एंड यू कंप्लीट सरेंडर मैनियर देन पॉसिबल यू क्रॉसिंग माया He say, only Vrindavan is Krishna, I am going there, and he helping me. Nobody helping. Everybody kicking. No protection. I am going Krishna's near, I will be surrendered. Then, this boy is saying, Baba, I am also going Vrindavan. You holding my stick, I am holding your stick, you follow me. Little later he say, I came Vrindavan. Where are you? Vrindavan. Very far, how come? Very quickly. Say, no problem, I know. Very short way, I brought you Vrindavan. Okay, this is Vrindavan. He is offering pranam. Baba, I am bringing some madhukuri. You are hungry? Yes, yes, yes. But one condition. You know nice songs. Your melody is very good. You singing nice songs about your beloved Krishna, your lover. Say, yes, I am singing. He is offering pranam again and again. Then he is starting prayer and songs. Then Krishna hearing and stop then. Then he say, okay, now I am going Madhukuri for you. I am quickly coming. Then you next eating and then next singing, say yes. But Krishna hearing, he is glorify a lot of Krishna's. Nice songs with this, nice melody. But not for Radharani. Not for gopis, gopas. So this Krishna Karnamrita, Krishna then saying, I am every day very happy. I am forever serving in you. Take care of you. And every day you singing, I am writing, then I am also repeating. I am also, what is hearing, what is remembering, what is right, I am writing, I am also singing and telling in you. One side, Vilamangala Thakur singing, after Krishna repeating, next, Krishna, very sweet melody tone with his, also is something. Like Sukadeva Goswami telling one places, कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणत क्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नाउ फर्स्ट बिल्वमंगल ठाकुर सेम हिज पेनफुल हार्ट सफरिंग टू मच वृंदावन केम एंड देन कूलिंग देन ही से कृष्ण नियर इज प्रेइंग वेरी नाइस स्वीटली कृष्ण यू प्रोटेक्टिंग मी कृष्ण यू सेव मी कृष्ण यू आर माय ऑल इन ऑल I don't know anybody more. Anybody more? No more. No my protection for helping, and not look at me, not take care of me. You are only my. I am your. Like Mirabai telling all time. Mere to Giridhar Gopal, dusar na koi. I don't know anybody. I know Gopal you. I know Giridhar you. I have no relation love with anybody. But they are singing one day. Krishna is telling Vilamangala Thakur, Baba, your name is Surdas. You have no eyes, but you very nice singing. Before your name Vilamangal, but now your name is Surdas. You very nice singing. How you singing? He said, I am looking only Krishna's beauties, Krishna's glories, memories, my coming, my heart. Appears, then I am singing. One day, there is Krishna's duty. Yes, Pujari is telling, today no giving any cloth. Only naked duty, and then he say he is looking everything, his eyes with his. Eyes is broken already. He say everything is eternal eyes with his watching. Now, they are opening all cloth, naked Krishna, then he is say, Baba, you glorify and singing. And then he say, O Krishna, where are you? Nay, Nanda Bhavan. Yashoda Mata is left. No cloth, nothing. Yashoda Mata is smearing nice oil, nice and ointment, and after bathing, showering, dressing in you. Oh, this Swarup, I never thinking I am watching, looking. Now, today is good luck. Oh, Yashoda Mata very happy with me. She is showing me this Swarup. After some time, telling Pujaris, Krishna, today you are making Krishna dress not over Nanda Kishore. And he is Rasas, Rasbihari, Rasa Swarup. And he is now waiting for all gopis. He is playing flutes, and flute suite is, he is giving Bij Mantra, clean. Now he is playing and mantra giving, with sending message everywhere, all running, Krishna alone. Then Krishna's mood, how is Krishna's face, how is Krishna feeling, everything. Now Billa Mangal Thakur Surdas is explaining. Oh, you are Rasbihari, only Rasa Vaishya, but this Rasa, like trees has rasa, all rasa is fire saving in fruits. Fruit is mellow, very tasteful, very subtle, not possible. I am explaining how is tasteful. So all gopis are like rasa alayam, rasa fruits. All Krishna rasa vaishaha, Krishna watering, Krishna planting, Krishna everything. Take care and growing. After now, fruits is collecting. Yeah. This fruit has only pure love and affection. Yeah. Oh, this rasa, how he is distributing first? This is his rasila. Yeah. And after this fruits coming, Krishna's near. How he smell? How he look at? Everything is glorifying. Krishna say yes. Today you are win me. Yeah. Now you glorify Srimati Radharani and Braj Devis, and now you win me. So our Guru Varga, yeah, Mahaprabhu saying, this Gopal Mantra has not only Krishna Govindaya. This is Krishna's name. First sadhaka, chanting this Krishna Mantra, Krishna Govinda, but after he is meeting, they are definitely meeting within this Gopijana. And then Gopijana with his Gopis, Brajdevis with his meeting, they are nearest to shelter and thinking, remembering, serving, following their footsteps. Then their Vallabh beloved, Krishna Swarup manifest, and yeah, heart is they realizing feelings, and they are meeting within this beloved Labhar Krishna with this. But before is Krishna and Govinda, like is Brahma and Paramatma. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Vadanti tad vidastattam jasgyanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdati. First, any sadhaka, any mantra chanting, first coming his near Brahma bhav. What Brahma bhav? Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sachati na kankhati sama sarvesu bhuteshu madbhakti labhate param. First, Brahma bhuta. Not Jiva Bhuta, not Maya Bhuta, Brahma Bhuta. Chanting mantra, then Brahma Vasana. Very strong and serious. After Prasannatma, all time happy, Paramatma with his like relationship. After Bhagavan iti sabdati, Sarva Asarja Purna Bhagavan, Asarjasya, Virjasya, Samagarasya, Jasasya, Sriya, Jnana Vairagasya, Sannanga Bhagavan, Intignana. God has this all shakti, all power, everything with his, then getting relation. So this mantra has everything including. No need separate. Are you making separate to Krishna and Radharani, then Radharani, Krishna not happy, Radharani not happy. Radharani will be very disturbed. Why you make me separate to Krishna? Distance to Krishna. Babaji is cheating. Other person cheating. Don't look at them. Not hearing their any word. Why? They like to all time Krishna to stealing Radharani is separate. Radha Mantra separate, Radha Gayatri separate. Eh? I am following these gopis, Gopi Mantra separate. This is only cheating. Krishna and Krishna Shakti. Shakti, Shakti Matra Abhedo. Shakti and Shaktiman non-difference. Anywhere Shaktiman, they are Shakti. Eh? Krishna Mantra and Krishna Shakti non-difference. No Shakti, then mantra is no Shakti. Dry mantra. Then mantra and mantra Shakti, non-difference. Krishna, Krishna Shakti, non-difference. Yeah. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami is explaining fire, Agni, and Agni is fire heat, fire light, fire ray, yes, sun, shining, anything, non-difference within fire. Similarly, Krishna's mantra, Gayatri, has all time is Shakti, meaning Srimati Radharani, and all gopis. So this Kam Gayatri ya Krishna Mantra everywhere Radharani is all name and Radharani is power. And you thinking Krishna is difference, Radharani is difference, I am now separate doing upasana, then this is like is more than Mayavadi. Mayavadi they are telling, oh, Jiva is Brahma, but Jiva now is catching the Agyan, ignorance, all foolish. Therefore, Brahma is now Jiva. And Ishwar, Parameshwar, no. Brahma catching this Avidya, then he is now Ishwar. After Avidya going, then he will be Brahma. And Jiva will be Brahma, he is thinking, I am not his ordinary, I am Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. So this cheating, like Mayavadi one side cheating, Jivas, everybody's, also these Babaji, they are foolish people, ignorant people, only cheating. Don't follow. Mantra and Mantra Shakti non-difference. Therefore, Billamol Thakur writing, singing Krishna, everything correcting, everything repeating. Then he is very happy. Oh, you are very nicely singing. After every day he is telling, this is you glorify. All cows, all calves, all Brajabhumis, Giriraj Govardhan. Then Krishna, everything is collecting. Mahaprabhu gone in South India. Then Mahaprabhu, looking this Krishna Karanamrita, Tiruvantapuram. All Brahmins are morning time, front of Keshavdev, they are singing every day. Mahaprabhu gone, other one, Guru Bayur, and other temple, Mahaprabhu looking, every morning the Brahma Sanghita, they are singing. Also Brahma Adiguru, he is praying all Krishna's for. But Srimad Bhagavatam, what is praying? Namidyate abrapapuse toritambarayo gunjavatam samparipichalasan mukhayo vainasaje kabalavetra vishana venu lakhyasri midupade pushupanga jayo. Before he is glorify only Krishna, but not Brajavasis. But this sloka with is, he is saying, where do you Krishna get but Pashupa Angajaya? Nanda Maharaj, your father, and Nanda Maharaj, heart to you are came out, yeah, get but just Gopa families and Jasodamata near to. Then, Brahma, this Govinda Stotra, there is, he is one by one, sloka with is praying. Our acharyas are, Guru Vargas are explaining. So this now not, this is conclusion ki no like to make separate Srimati Radharani to Krishna. Yeah, Krishna to Srimati Radharani. Then is everything you lost, everything you finish. You no understanding, you chanting, one day realization coming, understanding, Guru Vargas near praying. Like Kam Gayatri chanting, Vishnu Chogi Thakur. No understanding, then he's gone Radha Kundo. One day fasting, two day fasting, three day fasting. After, last time Radharani giving darshan. And telling, look, this mantra, this, or everything, like as it is, you look. So who is showing Srimati Radharani? She is in mantra, and she is Shakti. She is everything. Therefore, not thinking all are doing some wrong and something missing, something doing mistake. This is not mistake. Our sampradaya, everything is proper and correct and right. Everything is as it is good. So this month now, this Katyayani Vrata, yesterday like hearing, first you not learning, Mayadev is near, you are present. You thinking, I'm negating, disobey, I'm crossing, overtake, I'm going is, Jogmaya is near, Radharani is near, they are helping me. I am in Maya, she has also power. God giving her near power, everybody is take care, everybody is helping, purifying, and giving good facility, chance, good opportunity. Anybody like and then. Vrindadevi there for telling, first you chanting and praying, Katyayani Mahamaya. After she is arranging Mahajogini Adhishwari, who is Jogmaya. She is expansion of Jogmaya Bhairanga Shakti. Now shadow like she is. Then anywhere going looking shadow, then many original as it is also form. Then you near come and praying you, respecting you first teaching, giving training and making strong and serious, and after you giving good association, protection. Otherwise, next jumping inside Maya. No take care, then thinking Maya is very good. Jumping, say no, you not looking. You for all time helping for this Mahamaya ready. After she is looking, you are now trained, expert, qualified, then she is offering Jogmaya is near. Jogmaya like small baby born, then not sending school. Mother take care, toilet cleaning, and see all time fly, mosquito to take care, time to time giving foods. After passing urine, wet cloth, everything changing, all time take care. Now he is little young kid, then he is much clear, then sending kindergarten. Also there is sister, yeah, nurses, yeah, teacher, playing school. After some time, then more young, then he is going school, then teaching ABCD. So now all are get birth in this Mayadevi's lap. Physical body, gift, all things is Mayadevi's property. I am thinking I am crossing this body, impossible. I am crossing subtle bodies, which I am staying, is impossible. Subtle body crossing, going soul body, getting, not possible. Therefore, first two, starting, the Katyayani Mahamaya, then she is all time helpful, and then Mahajogini Adhishwari. Next, then Nandagopa Sutang Devi. Therefore, our vision, anything is, no realization come, then gradually, step by step, where am I? That's to starting your sadhana. Not crossing, not jumping. Oh, no. I am now following Siddha Pranali. Yeah, I am going Mahabhagat Guru Varga Acharya's near. But I am no understanding there or any process and rule regulations. Nothing understanding. I have no brain. I am not qualified. Therefore, first time to ABCD to starting much better. This is good for us. Therefore, these small kids, only 3 years, 2 years age, Vrindadevi giving mantra. This mantra chanting 1 month, then Krishna giving darshan. Krishna take care them. How? 1 year for Nitya Siddha's near, giving this all shelter. Then they are for respect increasing, and with them learning, then Krishna calling 1 year after. Then Krishna, Brahmaratri, his teaching. Complete night, Brahmaratri, 71 Chaturjugi, continue teaching. Krishna going within Sakhas, forest, jungle, only 12 hours, 10 hours. Yeah, 8 hours sometime. But not continue. Only 10 years. Yeah, 7 years, 8 years. But this gopis for Brahmaratri. Complete night teaching. Not too little. Very serious Sri Krishna teaching. Playing, singing, and how they getting this rasa, therefore he know all process. He is all making qualified and bona fide. Then Krishna, he is left in Vrindavan, he is gone Mathura, Mathura to Dwaraka, 100 years Krishna waiting, what they are doing. First, Rasalila to going, sometime after come back, but this time 100 years not come back. Say, no, I'm looking and checking what they're doing. After 100 years, then Krishna looking, no. He's sending Uddhava, he's sending Balde Prabhu, he's sending many messengers. Every day, 1, 2, 3 messengers coming. They are discussing with Nanda Baba, talking with others. Every day, Jiva Goswami explaining Gopal Jambus. Every day, they are sending also many sweets, prasadam for Krishna in Taraka. Messenger like is coming by horse, a palanquin? No. They, Krishna sending, he has power. Are going, Nanda was sending by love. Therefore, both relation is very good. Very nice relation. So these things, everything, Krishna continue looking, continue checking. How are they progressing? They are looking, no. They are not separate to me, not separate to Radharani, and not separate to Brajdevis. Therefore, very good luck. Our this step by step, gradually following bhakti. Not thinking one day crossing and jumping and over, take and going is there. Then Vishwamitra's disciple Trishanku, like he's going in heaven and they are kicking, get down, but he's now in sky. He's like he's there hanging. So our no need like this. Guru Varga, giving any mantra, this mantra is bona fide. And how doing sadhana, this process is Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Marmalam. Bhagavatam following. Mahaprabhu say, Bhagavat follow, but this Krishna Karamrita and this Brahma Sanghita, these two things is Mahaprabhu collecting, bringing and giving all devotees. This is very nice process. One side, Billa Mangal, how is doing sadhana? Another side, Adiguru Brahma, how he is doing sadhana. This all Brajabhav. Therefore, tomorrow next hearing, Gaur Premanandi Hari.
Keshava Mahadeva, Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, Keshava Mahadeva.
Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal. Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal. Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal Jai. Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal. Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Achyuta Madhava Sridhara Hare, Achyuta Madhava
Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Jai Govinda. Shama Sundara Kanayalal, Girivara Dhari Nanda Dulal. Shama Sundara Kanayalal. Oh, Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Achyuta Keshava Sridhara Madhava Gopala Govinda Hari. Achyuta Keshava Achyuta Keshava Sridhara Madhava Gopala Govinda Hari. Achyuta Keshava. Oh, Yamuna Pulina Me Vamsi Bajaye Natavara Vesha Dhari. Yamuna Pulina Me Oh, Yamuna Pulina Me Vamsi Bajaye Natavara Vesha Dhari. Yamuna Pulina Me. Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Jai Govinda. Shama Sundara Kanayalal, Girivara Dhari Nanda Dulal. Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Rama. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Tagara Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari
Radha Tara Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Tara Hari Bol Premanande Hari Hari